I was baptized in August of 1967 at Walnut Hill Methodist Church by Dr. Ira Galloway. In the baptismal service, and I don't remember it because I was a baby, I've been told this about 25 dozen times, that I was handed over to Dr. Galloway, kind of like Joanna was handed over to me this morning, and he held me up to the congregation, and I immediately screamed. He showed me to the choir, I screamed more loudly. He then said, oh, it's not that bad, kind of like I whispered to Joanna. It's not that bad. Little did I know that a few decades later, I would be pastoring churches filled with people who look just like that crowd out there at Walnut Hill. Well, he turned me around and he held me up and looked up at me as I looked down at him. And the next thing that happened has plagued me, and I've been reminded of it every single year. Every time it comes up, my mother reminds me of this. For when Dr. Galloway held me up and I'm looking down at him in my little sailor outfit, I looked at him and I peed all over him. Hence, anything that happens to me in worship, anything a child may do or say that happens in worship, Mom says, I deserve. And she's right. I don't remember it, but I will never forget it. I'll never be allowed to forget it. But, God's grace is amazing. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
God's grace is amazing. For even though I peed all over Dr. Galloway, God still called me into the ministry. In fact, some people would say, because I peed all over Dr. Galloway, God called me into the ministry. I met Dr. Galloway in 2008 at General Conference in Fort Worth. I saw him. I saw his name tag. I said, that's Ira Galloway. And so I went up to him, and by that time, he was just retiring as a district superintendent up in Chicago. And so I go up to him, and I say, Dr. Galloway, you won't remember me, maybe, I hope, but about 49 years ago, well, no, 39 years ago, at Walnut Hill Methodist Church, I was a baby you baptized. He goes, oh, really? I says, yes, I peed all over you. And he goes, I remember you. God's grace is amazing. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Today, we watched a glorious sight and participated in a glorious sight as a congregation, as a family of faith. We participated in the baptism of a darling baby girl. Amen. We expressed our faith in God and our joy at the wonderful grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, which we exemplified and manifested and experienced in and through the sacramental act of Christian baptism. It was beautiful. It was amazing. In the liturgy, we, as a congregation, proclaimed our faith and willingness to go all in with Jesus in our faith. We profess this willingness for ourselves and for that beautiful child. We, along with her, have gone all in with Jesus, just as assuredly as did the poor widow when she went all in at the temple treasury. All in with what she had. All in with her resources. She went all in for God. In our baptisms, in our affirmations of faith, in our remembrance of our baptism, we have gone all in with Jesus. The rich people, Jesus noted, were contributing out of their abundance. And they still had an abundance left over when they were done contributing. But this poor widow, she gave all that she had to live on. And even though in poverty, she went all in with God. So often we are tempted to be like those rich people and go and give, yes, and participate, yes, but we withhold part of ourselves. We don't go all in with God, not really. We hold back part of our lives, part of our existence, part of our self-being. We hold back from going all in with Jesus. We hold back out of fear, like those rich people did. We hold back out of fear of going all in with Jesus for fear that it may not be enough. So we hold back part of ourselves, part of our existence, part of our lives, part of our souls from going all in with God. What do you mean, Greg? Well, this widow gave all that she had, her very last penny. All that she had, she gave to the treasury. She gave to God. The rich gave an abundance, but they gave from their abundance and they had an abundance left. Likewise, we will often hold back part of our lives. It may be something as simple as a sin that we like to hang on to. Let us say your favorite sin is gossiping. Oh, I just got to find out what all the little salacious little details, those tasty little bits of information that are floating around the community. I got to find out what those are. That's called sinning, friends. And we often hold that back and don't go all in with Jesus on those favorite little sins that we might have. We don't go all in with Jesus like the poor widow did. It's one of the reasons why I love infant baptisms. That little baby goes all into God's love, all into God's grace. She's darling. Not like me. I mean, I peed all over the pastor. I need God's grace. She's amazing. And we stood there and affirmed our faith for her and with her, and she went all in to Jesus. May we go all in with Jesus too. Let us not hold back part of our existence, part of our souls, part of our lives, part of our wills. We must go all in with God, just as Joanna went all in with God today, just as the poor widow went all in with God. The terminology all in is a gambling one. Now, the United Methodist Church stands against gambling as a tragic misuse of resources, one that leads to terrible abuses in family and personal finances. In gambling, one is risking what one has, often with a terrible chance of a positive return, and almost always in detriment to what they should be doing. When I was in graduate school, with a whole bunch of other preachers and soon-to-be preachers there at Duke University, I used to get together with those friends, and we'd play cards at night. Ooh. We had chips. Not potato chips. We had those too, but chips that you played with and cards. And behind the chips, we did not put any money. Everybody got the same number of chips every time. And we would get together to play cards, usually some version of poker. And we'd gather together to have conversation and to talk and to laugh and to eat, to share our friendship and our fellowship together, to moan and groan about professors and the denomination that we were entering. And whoever ended the night with the most chips or with all of them won and had the joy of hosting the group the next weekend and providing the food that evening. But there would always come a time during the evening of game, there always comes some point when one person would have a large pile, one poor soul would have a small amount, but oh, he had something better than just two kings. He might have three. He might have a good hand. Looking across the table with a guy with a big pile. And so he knows he can't outbid him. So he does what? He goes all in and calls. And you either win and you win the game, or you lose and you lose it all. You do it to risk. You risk it all. You do it to win, to have a chance at it. When we go all in with Jesus, when we go all in with God, we're not gambling. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
We're not gambling when we go in with God. When we go all in with Jesus, we're not taking a chance with our lives or our souls or our money. When we go all in with Jesus, when we commit ourselves to a life in Christ, we do so with faith, trusting that God will see us through. We do so with hope, knowing that God has seen us through and will again. We do so with love, knowing that we have been so greatly loved that Jesus gave himself for us, that we might never fear being alone, might never fear death, might never fear God. Just as the poor widow went all in at the temple treasury, just as this morning, Joanna, her family, and we went all in with Jesus, so also we must go all in and trust in God and trust that we will live this life of faith in His grace and move forward in His love. This week during Thanksgiving, as we give thanks and praise to God for the wonderful gifts we have received, let us go all in with Jesus again and again and again, trusting in the love of God, in the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in the fellowship that we have together in this family of faith and in the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price. Who is being presented today for Christian baptism?
Joanna Marie Rodriguez.
Joanna Marie Rodriguez. On behalf of the whole church, I ask the family and the sponsors, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
I do.
Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves?
I do.
Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races?
I do.
Will you nurture this child in Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself and profess her faith openly and to lead a Christian life?
I will.
Do you, as Christ's body, the church, affirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ?
I love that.
Will you nurture one another in the Christian faith and life and include these persons now before you in your care? With God's help,
we
We will proclaim the good news and live according to the example of Christ. We will surround these persons with a community of love and forgiveness, that they may grow in their service to others. We will pray for them, that they may be true disciples who walk in the way that leads to life. Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. When nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. After the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, and to make disciples of all nations. Declare Christ's works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. All praise to you, eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Look. Oh, look at them. Look at them. That's the people of God. Yeah. Look at those phones they're holding, the cameras. Yeah. Oh, over here, too. Look at all these people. They're here to see you. Yeah. Oh, dear. This is weird. This is wonderful. You ready? Oh, guess what? Up there. Oh, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Okay. All right. Oh, sweet one. Joanna Marie, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now the sponsors, come and lay hands on this beautiful child of God. All of you, come in. Joanna Marie, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Members of the household of God, I commend Joanna Marie to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love. As members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church, we renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ.